Okay, welcome back to Project Independence in You, Senior Talk Radio. We are coming right into the Talk of the Town segment because we had such fascinating conversations with Gail and we had to extend it. So now we have Christina Liu, radio show producer, and Ann Hirsch, our co-host for the day. And we have a lot of stuff going on in the town. So, Christina, what is going on?
Well, I'm like recovering from how great this morning was. I don't know how it's over the segments. It literally flew by. We had two really amazing guests. And I just wanted to also just repeat again Gail's contact information. The website would be lookatusnowmother.com and also gailkirschenbaum.com. You could call 311 and we can give you all this information if you want to see where she'll be, where you could see the movie, because I really recommend it to everyone, because I think a lot of people can relate to this on many, many different levels. So I think it was quite the interview. It was really...
It was excellent.
Yeah, it really was.
Simply excellent.
Yeah, it was just absolutely wonderful. And Jim Smith was amazing. I mean, we had two people on today who really had amazing stories.
Very
which I think were just...
And what was nice is it was very broad-ranged mm-hmm. as far as the programming. Because
right.
in one sense, you focus on the men. A lot of them are mm-hmm. interested in that. And then here you did something that's a little more ladylike.
Yeah, we're just trying to please all of our listeners over
Absolutely.
Here.
Very well balanced.
You know, and I had to laugh because I wasn't even thinking, you know, when one of our members had suggested, you know, reaching out to Gail. So this just happened to be a day that worked for her, and we were not realizing that Mother's Day
Absolutely.
Is Sunday. So
Genius.
It happened to be quite the
Genius.
Timely thing.
Absolutely. Very
So it's very nice that it worked out that way. It was really great. So kudos to both of them and thank them for being on our program. Absolutely. And I think everyone should check out Jim's book and the movie. So
and with
people
that,
are busy.
Christina, what's happening in the town of North Hempstead?
Well, the town of North Hempstead is certainly not slowing down by any means. If you have not bought a present for someone in your life for Mother's Day, you know, whether it's a grandma, a daughter, or, you know, your own mother, the Clark Botanic Garden will be having a plant sale. It's the 48th, believe it or not, Ann, plant sale.
48th. Yeah.
So it's been going on for a while now. It's going to be today, May 12th, and tomorrow, May 13th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. You can get everything from annuals, perennials, herbs, shrubs, hanging baskets, vegetables. And what's nice about, you know, buying things there is that all proceeds go to the Fannie Dwight Clark Memorial Garden. There'll also be an art show, a different attic treasures, a garden gift shop, a tea room, raffles. So it's a full day of, which is nice because maybe you could even bring, you know, someone there as well. And it's free to go. So.
And is it reasonably priced what you're buying?
Yes, absolutely. And that's, you know, I like the idea also that it's all going to a good cause too. It's, you know, it's supporting, you know, this foundation, which is great. And it's free to get in. So you can even walk around and just enjoy the beautiful scenery too.
It's a lovely place to go
really,
to, yes.
I recommend everyone. I know a lot of us walk around there all the time because it's just a nice little place to go, so. I recommend everyone checking that out. Get your last-minute Mother's Day gifts at the annual Spring Fest, at Plant Fest. We also have a very exciting thing North Hempstead is now providing, is you can apply for a passport at the town clerk's office, which is it's a one-stop shop. You can go over there, get your picture taken as well, which I think is great because I know it's a overwhelming process, the whole thing. So now you can go to Wayne Wang's office and... really just get it all done very quick. So that is great. Call 311 to get more information about that as well. And last week we had Spring Fest, which was
quite a success.
The beautiful event. You know, everyone was nervous. It was supposed to be the weather was going to be bad, but the sky was completely blue and there was a bazillion people there.
At least over Clark Gardens it was blue.
Yeah.
We didn't care about any other place, but it turned out to be a lovely event and they had, you know, great stuff for the kids, crafts.
Yeah,
music.
It was really wonderful. So if people were there and enjoyed that, they can come over to the Asian American Fest that will be on May 20th at 12 p.m. at North Hempstead Beach Park. There'll be all different kinds of live performances from around the world, food from local restaurants, and plenty of different cultural activities, which should be quite the amazing little soiree.
And so, please, if you can speak to Mother Nature, we need good weather that day as well. We prefer no rain. Yeah.
And a little warmth would be very helpful as well.
Yeah, let's just put that out there. I think we could put that in the atmosphere. This event, it's free to attend, but there is a parking fee for, you know, the parking lot, which is just, it's $10. Or if you're paying with credit card, it's $7. Which throws everyone off. That is the correct information.
Call 311 for that.
The credit card is get a discount.
Right? Yes, but John and I know every time I say this, I laugh because last year, around this time, John and I we thought we were giving out wrong information because we weren't understanding how that works. But that is, in fact, how it goes. So okay. $7 if you use a credit card, $10 for cash.
Wow.
So definitely check that out if you want more information.
I think there's a message there.
I wish the gas stations would
I'm with
Anna realize that.
That would
right,
make life a lot easier.
Right.
Also coming up is the following weekend. I mean, your weekends can be packed in North Hempstead.
Yes.
Is the Memorial Day fireworks extravaganza.
Always wonderful.
That yeah, it's really, I used to go there all the time when I was in school, and it's just a really a great, great event. And it's nice that it's local, too, which is really, it's pretty close to everyone.
The fireworks are amazing. I mean, they are professional and just like you would see in the city. I mean, they're beautiful.
And how crowded does it get?
Very.
It gets crowded. We recommend, if you're going to go, to really get there early.
And
claim your spot.
Bring your patients with you. Yeah. Is there sufficient parking?
Oh, yeah. If you get there early, there is. That's what it's. But there is shuttle. I believe they have even shuttle buses.
Yeah, call 311 for that, too, if there are any questions.
It starts at 6 p.m., the program. The fireworks go off at 9:15 p.m., the event will have music by Eagles Tribute Band, Desert Highway.
So they're great.
So that should be really a great, great event. So if you are available and not afraid of a little crowd, come on down to North Hempstead Beach Park, and I think that would be great.
I mean, it's a great, even when it's crowded there's so much space.
Right, it's all open,
It's getting out at everybody leaves at the same time, so there's just a little bottleneck getting out of there. But it's usually a wonderful event, and the fireworks are great, very family oriented event. So I would definitely plan the day there.
Can you bring a picnic dinner or make something? That's doable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that can also take up
bring
some time.
Bring your beach chairs. You're right on the
right, yeah, because I know a lot of people just come with blankets
the
and
whole
chairs
day,
and just sit there and, and enjoy the whole thing. It's a nice North Hempstead Beach Park because, you have that beach atmosphere, but you're not having to schlep all the way to, the ocean, which is nice. And it's not a giant thing. It's not overwhelming either. So definitely check that out.
It's a nice boardwalk. It's a good
walk. Absolutely.
You can get some exercise in all along the, I don't know if they call it the boardwalk or the walk.
Yeah.
It's
boardwalk.
The Esplanade.
Yes. Ooh. I like that.
And just made it fancy. Yes.
Okay.
But definitely, if you have any questions about any of that, please call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information. What's also great about this program is that we say, we get in tons and tons of requests from different organizations, different people saying, oh, please promote, my program or what's going on. But a great thing that the Unitarian Universalist congregation is doing is this program that we're familiar with over at Project Independence. It's this virtual senior center. A bunch of our members have participated in the program, and it's really kind of the new wave of how things, I think, are probably going to go. This program, they're really saying, are you worried about mom and dad being isolated? Join this, get them signed up for this program so they could just sit in their home. It's a free, you receive a free, easy-to-use computer. You have to agree that you're going to follow and be part of the program in order to get this, obviously. But you're able to connect with new friends online, email and Skype with your family and friends. There's different live interactive discussions of art, of history. You can do exercise through
it. And what I understand is that the computer that you get is like a two-clicker.
That's a very important
thing.
You don't need to have like formal training on a computer.
It's more like turning on a television or something like that.
Absolutely.
It's
easy to use. There's even games, and they actually they'll do training with you, and technical support is available for this as well. And it's really a wonderful program. And I've attended different things where they discuss this, and the benefits, you know, and what always stuck into my head too is that one of the members had passed away, and since, you know, the people that use this program can't get out, you know, they're pretty much isolated, they had almost like a little memorial service all together for the person that had passed away, and it was just like a beautiful little thing because they were still able to be part of that, you know, right. And even though they couldn't leave the home.
So it's like being part of a senior center from your own home,
right,
with other people, so you could see everybody from their own home. There's mm-hmm. a snapshot on
yep.
the monitor. So it brings kind of that same feeling.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you're not just looking by yourself. You're interacting. So it's a really wonderful.
Yeah, and people really, program. You know, form relationships. And it's really a wonderful thing. So to learn more about this, it's going to be on Wednesday, May 24th from 1 to 3 p.m. in the Art Gallery at the Unitarian Church. And that's on Shelter Rock Road in Manhasset. And they'll have the executive director. We'll be discussing it from self-help and just telling people a little bit about how to get involved in this. So I really recommend it. I think it's great just to come in as the caregiver and get yourself some peace of mind for, you know, whoever your family member is. So definitely, definitely check that out if you are around. And Project Independence has tons of programs going on. I know Anne goes to many of our programs. Are you signed up for anything coming up at all, Anne?
No, not at the moment.
Well, we're going to get you signed up because we have some really exciting things. All of our social groups are meeting, and the weather's nice, so get out. And if you want to go to a senior talk group in Roslyn Community Center, you could do that. We have our social discussion groups at the Parkville Library as well. And what's great is that our social worker, our gerontologist, Gail, has been for years now, does a caregiver support group, and that's for your spouse. Now she's also going to be doing one for, you know, if you are the child of, you're the caregiver of, a is the child mm-hmm. of the person, the PI member. So that should be exciting, too. She's starting that up in the next couple of months. So I recommend everybody checks that out.
And let's not forget that Christina is a social worker. So caregiving is such an important,
huge
yeah. topic. I mean, you know, there are people who, you know, dedicate their entire life to caring for their spouse, their child, their mother, their
father. And then the most important thing is, you know, if you're caring for someone else, you really, you know, as cliche as it sounds, need to take care of yourself first.
Right.
Because you cannot provide, you know, care. It's a huge thing, you know,
yeah.
and especially if you feel all alone in the process of caring for that person, and you know you're dealing with your own life plus all the needs of this other person, is it can really take its toll.
You really can't.
Yeah.
You can't forget yourself. So we're actually.
Oh wow.
30 seconds.
I feel
from
like we're just speeding
break.
Through time
we're
today.
Just like time is just going doubly fast, maybe triply fast. So, we've been doing Talk of the Town with Christina and Anne, and we will be right back for a lot more. We have a lot of information, a lot of great things going on in the town of North Hempstead. You're listening to Project Independence in You, WCWP.org, and we will be right back.